Hello and welcome to the first of this week's award-winning gutters. I've got Andy Heaton producing and he's nearly upset the whole apple cart by nearly spilling a ball of fizzy water all over the thingy. But he saved it because he's a world-class goalkeeper, as long-time listeners will know. Joining us to discuss award-winning transfer matters are Josh Williams and Craig Hannon. We will start, I think, where we finished probably last time we had a gutter, a series of emergency gutters, catastrophe gutters, when I was wetting my pants last week over whether we'd sign players. And we ended up signing Wataru Endo. And we actually got to see Endo play at the weekend, just briefly. I think it's important to sort of take stock of a new transfer. We don't do that enough on the gutter, actually. We tend to go, please let us sign him, please let us sign him. We signed him and then we go on next. But sometimes you need to talk about these fellas. Were they any good or what? Enough words have been said about Dominic Szoboszlai, who's now my new favourite Liverpool player of all time. So we won't dwell on him. But Josh, what did you make of Wataru Endo's cameo against Bournemouth on Saturday?
I thought he was as good as he could be, to be honest. I mean, he got introduced in difficult circumstances. Liverpool down to 10 men, home debut and things like that. Pressure on the shoulders, considering we obviously don't have a defensive midfielder in the building at the minute. So, lots of pressure on him. But I thought he performed to a decent standard. No stardust, but we don't need any more players with stardust, frankly. I thought it was interesting that when Klopp signed him, you know, he's putting his arm around him in the locker room and saying, we need you. And the things he's touching on in terms of what we need from him, like just passing the ball from A to B and things, I think he said, winning challenges, I think he said. So we just need a few of these players, in my opinion, that just kind of don't want their name up in lights and don't want to grab the headlines and all that stuff. And I think based on what we've seen of Endo so far, like what was it, half an hour? I think he showed himself to be one of them players who will drift under the radar and just almost presents a platform for the match winners and the teams who just go and win the game.
Yeah, he obviously did do the simple things well. There were no mishaps, Craig. I did notice two, maybe three times in that short spell, he nicked balls in the ways that people barely notice, apart from when you're really, really looking at a player and going, I haven't seen Liverpool midfielders nick a ball away for quite a while, you know, where you go, that's not your ball to win, but he won it. I mean, I don't mean a big clattering 50-50, but he just got a little telescopic leg out and knocked one away from a man and got us on the move. It's a subtle but really important thing.